Interesting discussion coming up. Carly Garner joins us, senior commodity strategist and broker at DeCarly Trading. So with oil, we have this interesting sort of dichotomous movement here. The oil price has fallen quite dramatically on the complicated reopening in China. Just the thought that all these new COVID cases will delay the benefits from the reopening, while stocks have really bolted to the upside. I'm curious which market is right, or is it just the difference between kind of spot considerations versus futures?
Well, I think we're looking at a situation where market positioning is kind of driving momentum. And what I mean by that is a couple of weeks ago when oil tested 70 for the first time on the downside, we had a couple news events that turned prices pretty quickly, and that was the reopening of China and also the Biden administration refilling the SPR. And so there were a lot of speculators that stepped in and bought at those levels with the expectation of much, much higher crude prices. I mean, we'd all know for the last year or so, speculators have been looking for $100 plus oil, and they haven't gotten what they've looked for, but they're willing to buy into those dips. And I think the fact that the rally fell short and kind of ran out of steam forced all of those buyers out to the sidelines. And I think this probably continues. I think we probably run some stops below 70 and test the high 60s. But in the overall scheme of things, at this point, all the froth that was built into the market in the spring when oil prices went above 100 and much higher has really been wiped out. If you look at the COT report issued by the CFTC, speculators are holding the smallest net long position they've held in several years. And usually when speculators have thrown in the towel on oil, that's exactly when the trend changes. So I expect somewhere between 65 and 70 to be a place for the bulls to get some footing.
So Carly, that brings me nicely to say, why haven't oil prices gone further? Is everything priced in? That's one part of my question. The other thing is, OPEC are likely to be happy, and OPEC Plus likely to be happy with prices, as you're just predicting. And I'm saying, you know, if we don't look at the mean average, is it more a case of looking at the mode average of each member?
Well, one thing that I should point out is the China that comes back online is not the same China that went offline. I think they're experiencing some economic weakness, kind of similar to if you look at the travel situation globally and especially in the U.S., it's just not as fun to travel in 2022 or 23 as it was 2019. So even as travel was reopening, it wasn't as robust as maybe some people had assumed it to be. So I think you're right. OPEC would love to see oil prices hold in the $65, $70 area. If you look at a weekly chart for years now, almost two decades, $65, $70 has really been a significant pivot point. In fact, it's kind of been almost the line between bull market and bear market. So this is really important what happens here. But I do think that sentiment has gotten so weak and speculators are so sidelined that there's plenty of room for buying power if prices firm up. And I think that's what we're probably going to eventually get after a few rough days.
If oil at some point sends a level of sort of prediction of recession, about what level for oil would that be? For instance, you're talking 65 to 70, the bulls will come back. What if it falls down into the 50s?
And that's not impossible. I don't think that's going to happen on this pass. But if we're talking a year or two down the road, absolutely, we'll see those numbers again. And the reason being, I mean, oil, it's a limited resource, but at the same time, we're getting better and better at pulling it out of the ground. So as long as politics get out of the way, we have plenty of oil to get. It's just a matter of, you know, time going by and things working themselves out. And we've seen the oil market. The last trip we had up to $150 a barrel in 2007-2008 ended in $30 oil within a year or so. So anything is possible. And one thing I've learned about crude oil is it never puts in quiet bottoms or quiet tops. There's always lots of fireworks, so you want to be careful either way.
Well, one commodity which is not producing any fireworks and perhaps ought to have been is gold. Given all the uncertainty and the risks that we've had out there in the last couple of years, are you surprised we've not seen it higher than where we are? And why is it not being seen as a haven anymore? What's the deal?
You know, I agree with you 100%. I've been expecting gold to behave much better than it has. It's had a rough year considering the backdrop. This is probably the best fundamental backdrop we've seen in gold almost ever, and it still couldn't get off the mat. But I think that what was going on is the dollar was holding it down, and there were still a lot of the idea that maybe Bitcoin was replacing gold was still floating around. I think that's probably dissipated. I think that's old news. And I think we start getting some hedging and investment dollars back into gold.
Yeah, it could be that the dollar going down has driven gold up and may help oil as well going forward, because gold has gone from about $1,650 at the beginning of November up to $1,850 at the moment. So it's had a pretty good bounce here at something like 15% or so. Anyway, thanks very much, Carly. Carly Garner, Senior Commodity Strategist and Broker at DeCarly Trading.